Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and by phone today we have President Richard Davenport from Minnesota State University, Mankato.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be with you this morning.
Well, we're delighted to have you as our guest today, Dr. Davenport. Last week, we talked a bit about the uncertainty, the political uncertainty that's out there, and you were saying that as it relates to higher education, one of the things that you were most concerned about was providing an education for many of the immigrant population that exists in rural Minnesota. And so this was a challenge because there have been some things that are going on in the national stage that perhaps is going to make it more difficult to offer higher education to immigrant populations. And so that was something we talked about last week. But I'm curious to know if there's some other things that, you know, are on your mind as the president of a comprehensive university here at Minnesota State Mankato that you know, are related, I guess, to what's going on the national political scene.
You know, one of the things we've been working on here at the university, putting a great deal of emphasis on agriculture. And of course, we have programs, you know, at the undergraduate level, about 170 undergraduate programs and about 75 graduate programs and a number of doctoral programs. So we can, you know, pretty much meet the needs of all students' interests. The area that we have placed the greatest amount of focus on in the last 5 years, particularly, is in agriculture. And how can we help move forward and address the needs in agriculture, which isn't just a Minnesota issue, it's a worldwide issue. And so that's an area where we'll be giving a lot of focus to. And we do need a lot of additional funding to make that a reality as we move forward. So that's another one of the issues that we, in particular, very specifically, that we place a lot of emphasis on and that we hope we have the funding for that going forward.
That's also related to sort of the same political uncertainty that was kind of at the outset of the program then.
Correct. I think what that means for presidents and other leaders in higher education is we're going to spend a little more time in D.C., Washington, D.C., lobbying for the needs that we have. And I'll just use the example of federal earmarks kind of went by the wayside for a long time under the Democratic leadership. And I have a feeling that the federal earmarks will be coming back as a very competitive area to seek funding for to support our institutions. And so as a public university, we certainly have our challenges. I feel very good that we have tremendous leadership within the system. And in Minnesota, the majority of the two-year colleges and some a couple of the four-year institutions are all rural.
Absolutely. Well, best wishes to you and the leadership, and thank you so much for your time today. Dr. Richard Davenport is the president of Minnesota State University, Mankato, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.